Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We'll call that the play of the game. Is it the most memorable play from the game? Probably. That or the 87-yard touchdown run for Derrick Henry on the first snap for Baltimore. Play of the game.
Play of the game. That was the worst play of the game, I would definitely say.
Best play, the throw to Shakir down the sideline, 52 yards. All right. Jeremy and Joe, it is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, gets started at northwest.com. Bills lose. They don't often lose like that. Maybe that's why people are a little bit, I don't know.
They've lost like that to the Colts. They've lost like that to the Titans.
Eagles.
The Eagles.
The Carson Wentz game.
Carson Wentz games, because the Colt game was also Carson Wentz.
That's right.
Although I don't think he did anything in either game.
You might have some Bills fans that are more angry because they're not used to a loss like this, or some that are more likely to brush it off because, guys, they don't ever lose like this. It wasn't their night. And we have room for both of them. And if you want to be mad, if you want to be, you know,
I don't
brush it off, it's fine.
I'm not going to lie. I don't even mind that today. I'm not all the way there at all. But I don't mind, you know what? This team never gets beat like that. They were totally due. It happens to everybody.
Could I make one potential, you want to say it's devil's advocate, I'll just say this, right? Okay. This team never loses like that, right?
Right.
This team isn't that team.
This Bills team isn't.
Bills team isn't that team that never lost like this. We've talked about a team in transition, a different window. I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to lose five games like this, but the way they're built right now, injuries, turnover, important positions, it's possible that it's not another 4 years before this happens. This team is not that team, you know?
Right.
So put that out there.
That's fair. And like the team that I pointed out around halftime right before, like, hey, just remember, the Ravens blow this lead more than anybody, and I tweeted out the box score of these two teams meeting in Baltimore 2 years ago where this game last night was 21-3 Baltimore. The Bills got down 20-3 against Baltimore 2 years ago and came back and won 23-20. But, you know.
But this isn't that team.
How did they do it? They did it a lot by... That wasn't even like... You want to talk about everybody eats, and again, how this isn't really new. That game, 6 targets to Diggs, 6 targets to Knox, 6 targets to Isaiah McKenzie, 5 targets to Devin Singletary, but it was all working.
Yeah.
Like, they were efficient in that game. They were also, I guess, didn't give up on running the ball, and their defense found answers for the Ravens.
Right, they locked it down. Which occasion?
Because they had Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano at linebacker.
And that happened in the opener. They get down to Arizona, and then the defense locks it down. This is a game the defense never really found the lockdown. So 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 are phone numbers. You can join us here on Buffalo Bills Football Monday at 1. Oh, speaking of the departures, shout out. If you were watching when they did the little graphic with all the cars driving about the people that have left the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Where they got off the off-ramp and then there's Milano in the broken-down car. Who else did a Dallas? Who went to Dallas? Somebody's with the Cowboys?
Oh, I didn't notice that because I saw Josh Norman.
Josh Norman made it.
With a question mark, right?
Right.
Like, wait, is it a question? That he's not on a team?
So Josh Norman was on that list of departures, and yeah. Also, of course, a name that I don't think this individual's name has been mentioned, and I mean this seriously, one single time the entire offseason, Linval Joseph left.
Oh, wow, I did not have that.
Okay,
that's not the name I thought, because there's another Bill in Dallas from last year that also maybe hasn't been mentioned. I think Jordan Phillips is also in Dallas.
Well, they had Linval Joseph on the broadcast, on the graphic. All right. Is he even in Dallas? Paul in Buffalo. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Buffalo Bills Football Monday.
Hey guys, I'll have to beg your pardon, but is Linval Joseph a real name, or did you just make that
It's
up?
Real. The Bills signed him, midway through last year?
Daquan Jones got injured, and they brought him in.
Yeah, he was a big body, was going to come in and help them stop the run.
He and Jordan Phillips are both in Dallas,
there you go.
By the way. How did Joseph make the graphic and Phillips
maybe,
didn't?
Maybe they meant to put Jordan Phillips on it instead of Linval
Joseph. Maybe, yeah. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, that's funny, guys. Tell you, I have to give proper credit before I get to the Bills to Thunder, the quintessential Thunder and Lightning, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. They're impressive to watch every week, and they were certainly impressive last night. And due credit to them. Maybe it's because I enjoy college football so much, but they remind me of a team I hated, the 2014-2015 Ohio State Buckeyes, who featured T.J. Barrett and an amazing guy named Ezekiel Elliott, who ran all over. And we in Michigan had no chance of stopping them in those years. Don't understand is Sean McDermott, how he coached that game thinking his defense was going to hold them under 25 points, which to me is kind of disrespectful considering the health of the Bills defense. When you're punting on 4th-and-2 and 4th-and-1 with the Bills offense, and you know, the first couple drives that I thought the Bills offense, they moved the ball and then they just decided to punt on 4th-and-2 and then 4th-and-1, and next thing you know, you're down 17 points or 18 points, and good luck. It was, a real bad one for McDermott, but, you know, you pick yourself up from this. It's week 4, and you got a chip on your shoulder, and the offensive line, which played the worst game I've seen them play in a couple of years, really show up next week. Give Josh a pocket. Do that, and we'll take care of business next week. You know, pick yourself up and move on. Have a good show, guys.
Thanks, Paul. One thing the Bills will face next week in Houston's defense is Houston's pass rush can be really good. They've got two premier guys.
Yep.
But their secondary can be had. Like, you can throw it on Houston. And Jacksonville did. Brian Thomas Jr. got loose for a big game for him.
Yeah.
So you can get your points against Houston. I mean, even Anthony Richardson hit them over the top for a couple. So we'll see if they can do anything in the passing department with big plays.
I think, too, you're going to see...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo,
the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Maybe a different... Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll see a different matchup if Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson are in there.
Right.
Like, we might not have to see the Bills find answers to them getting exposed by the Ravens, because the Ravens went after the middle of the field. They went after Baylen Specter. They went after Dorian Williams. They went after Cam Lewis. And in this game, Williams will be out there, but it's possible at least Bernard returned to practice and Johnson, this would be the fourth game that he would miss, and they did not place him on IR. And Joe Biscelli had the details about him yesterday that this was kind of the plan all along. Like, until he's fully healed, he'll get back out there, and then the ramp up will be very quick, and he'll actually play with a cast on when he gets back. So it's possible both of those players are on the field on Sunday, and suddenly it's, oh man, how are they going to overcome their middle of the field woes? And it might just be they just have better players out there next week.
Yep. Yeah, reinforcements are coming. Milano, obviously a little further off, but reinforcements are coming for the defense. 803-0550. Thanks, Paul. Yeah, like the idea that they coached like they thought they were going to hold them under 20 points or 25 points, I would say he coached like he thought his defense was going to find the answers. Because to punt at 14-3 at midfield, or 39-yard line, earlier in the game, you went for that. And then that's the one. Fourth and one at their own 39 on their opening drive, they went for it. Fourth and one on their own 39, down 11 points, they punted. He thought his defense was going to find the answers. And then McDermott had a very kind of a funny comment. Maybe you heard this, and postgame was late. He said he wished the flight were longer. Home. The flight home was longer because they need a lot of time to figure out all the things they need to work on. I wish we had a longer flight. So he knows a lot went poorly. And, you know, Josh even said, listen, this is a lot of teams will do this. It's good this happened early in the year. You know, maybe fix some things or whatever. You want to say it's humbling. It'll keep you hungry. Like, you know, that's normal. That's what these teams do.
Yeah.
You know, hey, a loss is good for us.
I mean, part of their momentum, this is where, like, that trick play fumble, like, do you believe in momentum and turning things around? Because they came out of the half. I mentioned McDermott made a comment going into the half to NBC that, like, that was the first thing on his mind is we have to figure out the answers on defense. And the Ravens' first two drives was 3-and-out, negative 10 yards, 3-and-out, negative 2 yards.
Now, part
six
of,
plays, lost 12 yards.
Part of that, the Ravens did you a favor. The first drive of the second half, the Ravens went pass, pass, pass.
That's right.
I mean,
but pass had been working before that.
Well, they might have want to consider running. You know, you have a handicap to Derrick Henry, who ran for 200 yards.
All right. Well, the next one they went run pass.
Yeah, and they stopped them.
And
there
they did stop them there.
So you got two defensive stops. The stops you thought you would get.
Man, they really. How different do we believe it was going to be a different game if they don't call that trick play? Do we think they finish that drive off and then the game is there? Because if they finish that drive off, I would have been interested to see if they went for two to get down a field goal.
Right.
Because the game is you're back, man. Like, you're back in it. Maybe you're doing things differently defensively. I don't know. Your offense is definitely different. Like, you can, if you want to get back into running the ball once in a while. Because the moment it's 35-10, like, you're not calling a run play the rest of the game. Versus if it's 21-17, like, you can run your offense.
You can be, yeah, right. You can be multiple like you like to be. The trick play, you know, people will often say, yeah, if it worked, you would have been a genius. Like, okay.
I don't know what the work is on that play, though. Like,
that's the thing. Nothing about it seemed to have worked.
Yeah.
And was working the idea of you are going to heave it deep? Because there's a portion, there's a point here worth making. Is the only way you can throw it over the top of a team is if you fool them? You can't just run by a team. Baltimore had given up more explosive plays than any team in the league. And in the passing game, they'd been beaten for explosive plays, and you don't have an answer to go over the top of them. I mean, you did that for Keon Coleman, but he dropped one. He did catch two. Eddie in Lancaster before the break. Hey, Eddie, good morning.
Hey, guys, just so you know, the kids are coming in, but I'll be quick. Yeah, nothing went well. I have no idea how this staff thought they could go into Baltimore with a wounded animal that had the best record in the league last year against the reigning MVP and not be prepared, because that's what it looked like. They completely looked like they were not prepared. I had no problem. I kind of thought they were going to lose this game, not because they weren't good enough, just because of how bad Baltimore needed this to save their season. But to see how just completely discombobulated they were on both sides of the ball. I'm on that camp of, you know, hey, the Jaguars aren't as bad as we made them look last week. We're definitely not as bad as we looked last night. But I guess what bothered me the most was putting the franchise in jeopardy multiple times last night. He's not going to protect himself, but Brady and Dirk McDermott at some point should have been steaming mad about how much danger the franchise was in on a game that, in my opinion, on a good night, we would be close or maybe win. So I was really upset that they would do that. And, Matt Collins, a great complimentary player. What are you doing? Brady just went witchy mode opposite. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. 803-0550. I like the point about Jacksonville. The Bills' offense looked as discombobulated as Jacksonville did last week. Like, yeah, you cooked up a plan, and it's the wrong plan. It's not going to work against this team. So maybe they'll meet again, and they'll have a better plan. 803-0550. Sal, top of the hour. More of your calls. Chris Brown, 830. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.